to Dan McNamara and everybody here with Hoop Tech, and it's where basketball meets technology. We are in North Ridgeville at Hoop Tech. Great to be here, and we'll be back next Monday as well for the boys' basketball preview from 6 to 9. We're now joined by Onyx Lopez. She's in her first year as head coach of the Firelands Lady Falcons. And Coach Lopez, if you would, a little bit about your background. I know you played for Coach Feldman at Lorraine. Just talk us about your process, your journey to become the head coach of Firelands.
I graduated from Lorraine High and, played varsity basketball there, then went off to LC, tore an ACL, so went through a little bit of, a rough patch there, and then went off to play at Wright State's Lake Campus and was coaching, younger girls at that time, coaching a couple AAU teams for Feldman, and then worked my way onto his coaching staff and kind of been coaching ever since at the high school level as assistant, and then my first year here as varsity. So.
And I think I remember right, you also assisted at Amherst, right?
I did assist at Amherst during the COVID year, okay. So that was kind of weird. We were very separated. JV, I played or coached the JV team. So that was a lot like running my own stuff, too, because we just weren't allowed to be together. So that was a little bit different.
I imagine that experience probably helped you get ready for
this. Yes, it definitely helped me prepare. It was, like I said, I was basically by myself, by no fault of anybody else's, but just COVID. So, yeah, I definitely was able to prepare for this position by going through that.
So let's talk about taking over this Firelands program. Dave Cadell, I believe, was the head coach for 20 years.
Yes, he was.
Had unbelievable success.
Mm-hmm.
Cupboard obviously isn't bare. He decides to retire after 20 years. Last year went 18-7, co-champs in the LC8. They've been the premier girls program in that conference for many, many years.
Yes.
What's it like to fill those shoes?
So it's actually exciting because I feel like not a lot of coaches get to step into a situation, especially new year coaches don't get to step into a situation like this. So I'm grateful for obviously all of the dedication, hard work that him and his coaching staff have put in. I think what's really interesting about Firelands is they start at the junior high. Our junior high coaches are absolutely incredible and have been there probably for an equal amount of time as Dave was. So they really focus on building the youth up, and it makes my job easier when they, obviously make it to the high school. So huge credit to Dave and everything that he was able to accomplish there. And I think I'm just feeling excited to step in.
How about the excitement of the new gym? Just talk about that. We haven't been in it yet. I got to imagine that that's got to be a big thrill.
It's beautiful. Like I said, not a lot of coaches get to step into what I'm stepping. I'm pretty lucky I'm stepping into something really nice. The gym is beautiful. Once they get the banners and everything up, it'll seem a lot more like home. I'm excited, though. It's new to me, and it's new to the girls, so we're kind of making this transition together, which is also pretty helpful.
Well, first and foremost, Coach, for me, I am part of the torn ACL gang, so I feel for you in that. It is not enjoyable.
No.
But as we were talking beforehand, a lot of scrimmages mm-hmm. with your girls so far,
mm-hmm.
And it's been necessary, as like you kind of said before we got started. You're new to them. They're new to you.
Right.
Learning each other. What have you seen from those scrimmages? Rob kind of hinted at the cupboard's not bare from Coach Cadell. A lot of returning players, a lot of good talent on your team. What have you learned from those scrimmages?
We've made our way through the SWC, which is tough for us. But we are trying to figure out offensively how we're going to fill the shoes of Abby, who graduated last year, was basically their main offensive player. But what I'm learning is they're willing and ready to share the ball. So that really helps me in a sense that now everybody can kind of get a piece of that offense and, share the scoring a little bit. And they've been doing a really good job so far of, divvying up who's going to do what, and everyone's been playing their role. And it's nice because I'm starting to see a lot of the young players step into some new shoes. So that's helpful.
I wanted to ask you about Bella Simmons because I think I saw her once or twice last year, and I got tired just watching
her.
She is all over the place, wreaking havoc, offense, defense, doesn't matter. She's just all over the place. What's kind of that next step for her as a player this
year?
Yeah,
I'm looking for her to definitely fill that point guard role, but I've been talking to her a lot about after she starts our offense, her next mentality needs to be to score. And she's been also filling that role pretty well too. She's taking that on, and her leadership matches her energy on the floor. So what you see on the floor is exactly what you see in the locker room. She's extremely positive. She has incredible communication, and she's very mature as that point guard role. So it's really helpful for her to step in And help me out as a first year too. Her and I are taking on equal amount of responsibility along with the rest of the seniors. So.
Are girls able to feed off that energy pretty easily off of her?
Absolutely. She just radiates exactly what I'm looking for as far as intensity goes, and the rest of the gym just follows suit. So that's helpful.
Good, good.
Again, we're joined by Onyx Lopez, first year head coach of the Firelands Lady Falcons, as she gets ready to begin the new campaign. And coach, I would imagine when you're in your first year, that the scrimmages are really important, not only for you, but for the girls. You get to know them. They get to know you. What did you learn through that process?
Everybody in the county has been extremely welcoming and helpful. So finding the scrimmages was pretty easy. And then when we get there, now it's about figuring out if my offense, the way I want to run things, is going to work with the set of girls I have. I think every year teams are different. You're never the same team, and teams you play are also never the same team. So things are always changing. So just a way figuring out how I'm going to make sure that what we're doing is going to work for this group of kids is the most important thing for us to learn throughout those scrimmages.
You're a young coach. You're a young person. How does that help you to communicate with your team? Do you think that's a benefit as close to age as you are to them?
I do see it as a benefit. We create a community. Young coaches are able to, especially female young coaches, are able to create a community with young girls where we feel open enough to be ourselves, open enough to make mistakes, open enough to be vulnerable and learn from those mistakes. And then being young helps me relate to them. Not too long ago, I was, you know, also playing basketball and going through the same issues. So it's easier for me to relate and understand the thought process behind what they're doing and kind of work them through those errors that they might be making too. So yeah, it is helpful. I think beneficial for me to be young and able to even, you know, get out there and run with them too. My whole coaching staff is pretty young.
No, wait a minute. You got a gray beard back there. The guy, he's got grayer than I am, for crying out loud. Now, he's
my
got
dad.
A Firelands coat, coat on, so I'm assuming he's coaching.
It's my dad. We were actually, so this is so great. We were actually not expecting to have a freshman team. And so he's going to fill in that spot
awesome.
For us. So, yeah, we were
how
able
cool.
to pull out 24 girls to come out for a basketball, which they've not had a freshman team in quite some time.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about just that. Just shows the growth and the development that we'll have in the future.
What kind of pride do you take in that? I mean, I know it's first year and you're still new to the program and everything, but to have that many kids kind of excited to be a part of this,
yeah.
I got to imagine that's cool.
It is exciting. I've been also checking out our junior high and making sure I'm staying connected with them too. So I'm hoping that that trend continues moving forward. But yeah, it is. It does make me feel good that, you know, we're sparking more interest. We've got a girl who, you know, has only ever played volleyball come out, and she's pretty athletic. We've got some younger girls who maybe weren't interested at first, and now they're hearing of, you know, new female coach, and they're just interested. So I'm very happy and proud, like you said.
Like you mentioned earlier, it's a heck of a position you're stepping into with a new gym and a team at the top of their respective conference. Do you, in the back of your mind, at all kind of feel that extra sense of pressure heading into year number one, or do you just kind of try to push that all to the side and say, okay, we're just going to hit the ground and we're going to go?
More so hit the ground and go. I am truly just excited to see what my girls are going to do. Again, Dave has done such an excellent job having these girls prepared that it is kind of, in a sense, an easy shoe to fill, an easy way to step in. It's just going to be a matter of, can we continue that intensity with me as the lead? And that's what we're working towards. That's what we're hoping for. So,
what are the expectations for you in your first year? Or do you even, you know, not want to talk about that? I was just kind of curious. Do you share that with the kids? Is that internal? Do you talk about how many wins you want, all that sort of thing? How do you look at that?
We've not had any talks about as expectations as far as numbers are concerned. My expectations are that they play as hard as they can, regardless if we're walking through the hallway or regardless if we're on the court playing, you know, Columbia and Keystone, those teams that we've tied with in the past. My expectation is that they give 100%. In and out, day in, day out, practice, game, no matter what. And that'll take the wins and losses, that'll take care of itself. I don't really have a wins-loss expectation, just that they continue to play the same way that they've been playing and that they're known for playing. Even when I was in high school, we never wanted to play Firelands. They are just a nitty-gritty team that will try to outwork you and try to out, you know, hustle you and beat you to loose balls. And that's the expectation that I plan to keep up, so.
You guys are annoying over there.
Yeah,
we had
a little bit. Yeah, we were. Now I'm happy to be a part of it because, yeah, it used to be quite frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, Onyx, just want to wish you the best of luck, and we really appreciate your time. I know we've got you on. I know we've got that. You mentioned Columbia earlier. Mm-hmm. I look at our schedule, and the first one that jumps out at me, Columbia at Firelands on February 1st, and we've got Clearview at Firelands on December 3rd. So I know we're looking forward to not only seeing you and your team, but that beautiful new gym you just talked about, and I'm sure the fans have to be excited to come see it as well.
Good vibes.
Great. That's Onyx Lopez, the head coach of the Firelands Lady Falcons. We'll take a timeout when we come back.